Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to We'll Be Okay. I'm Heather Carter, and thank you for joining me today. I am really excited about what we're going to talk about. I don't know if you're like me, but I know many of my friends are, and we are crazy busy. Do you have to, like, have a Google Doc to share where you can meet your friends and organize your time together? Have you ever used one of those apps where you go in and you look to see like who's available at what time before you can even meet for coffee? Or worse yet, do you have 4 and 5 and 6 different emails and calendars that you're trying to juggle on your simple iPhone just to even get maybe your kids to school, show up for work on time, and let alone have any kind of a personal life? Like, our lives are so busy. And today we're going to talk about some strategies on how you reduce busyness in your life. And I'm going to focus really on reducing busyness in your life because it is possible without sacrificing your career. But it's also possible without sacrificing personal relationships, family, or engagement out in the community. But right here, right now, I'm excited to spend the next few minutes with you to talk about busyness in your life, how it shows up, and what you can do about it. So before we even begin, and if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're not driving, I encourage you, or walking or doing something else dangerous where you shouldn't close your eyes, I encourage you to just kind of close your eyes right now. And if you can take a moment and just sort of tune in to how you're feeling. Have you ever just paused, tuned in, figured out, what am I feeling right now? I'll pause for just a minute while maybe you do that. And as you think about what you're feeling, you might notice that your mind starts spinning and thinking, we don't have time to think about how we're feeling right now. We got to get to practice. We've got to get to work. We've got a meeting. I got an email to respond to, a text to respond to. But it's that stopping and just saying, how am I feeling right here, right now, in this moment, is so important. And that's the first step to turning on that orientation piece of the We'll Be Okay methodology. So today we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, the state of busyness in your life and how it shows up, some examples on ways that it's affecting you that you may not even realize. We're going to give you some specific practices that you can use to reduce busyness in your life. And then I encourage you, if you want, to send me questions or respond to my social media posts and tell me how busyness shows up in your life. And let's really try and figure out how we can reduce this crazy world that we live in to something that is manageable so that we feel like things are going to be okay. So what does busyness look like in your life? Well, how many times have you woke up in the morning and you're already tired? Maybe you haven't even got out of bed, but you're exhausted. You didn't get a good night's sleep. Your mind was racing. It was like you were always turned on and you never had a chance to just relax and rest and get into that really deep sleep that makes you feel refreshed in the morning. Or, this happens in my life all the time, the littlest thing will make you so frustrated. A pet peeve of mine, and this sounds so ridiculous, but is when I'm going to a restaurant to eat and I'm hungry and I am stuck in traffic and then I get into the parking lot, people that stop their car and then they back in to an open parking spot. Like, that's the dumbest thing ever. We actually have a little standing joke in our family. Like, when did it become cool to turn around and back into a parking lot? But I just get so frustrated or irritated by that. That's just an external example, but how many times has that frustration or irritation shown up in your personal life, with your family, with your friends? Maybe they said something, or worse yet, like, they're doing that one thing that annoys you more than anything else. And next thing you know, even though it's as silly and stupid and minute as it might be, it has set you off onto a tangent, right? And then the opposite side of that, sort of the hyper frustration and irritation, is that sadness and slow and the depressedness. Have you ever felt where, like, I just really don't want to get off the couch. I just want to doom stroll until, you know, I happen to fall asleep, which we never actually do. Or I'm going to binge watch a series on Netflix just to kind of numb out. You can also see depression and sadness show up in many parts of your life. That's even when you're out with other people, where you just don't feel like you're engaged or happy or connected to other people. And yet you might be in a place where you should be happy and engaged and having fun. So all of this is really sort of that, those examples of how being so busy in your life could actually be leading to some of this. And that if you can address the busyness in your life, you can figure out how to get on the other side of that exhaustion, the frustration, the irritation, and sadness, and so forth. But here's what's really interesting about busyness. Busyness isn't just in areas where you think, you know, that you're not feeling good. You don't think things are going well. It can actually show up trying to be hyper-vigilant. I shared with you in another episode about how I was really anxious about recording these podcasts, and I wanted to over-prepare and really have it all spelled out exactly what I was going to say. But that hyper-vigilance about what it was that I wanted to do in this podcast really was just another way for me kind of to get on a rabbit trail or a hamster wheel that I never actually got anything done. It's just like that hyper-vigilance, and I'm over-analyzing absolutely every little solitary thing. What happens in this case, your mind just starts racing. And it's like your mind gets into this speed car, you know, a race car, and you just take off. And then last but not least, this one hits a little too close to home for myself and for many of my friends out there, because we've talked about this all the time. I know that as really high-achieving, passionate people in life, you always want to try and fix something. You see a problem out there, you don't care what it was. It could be something at home. It could be something in the world. It could be something in politics. It could be anything. And it's like you have this just pent up desire to fix something, and that you're the person that can come in and get it done. And you just want to control absolutely every single solitary thing. And there's just this anxiety around either not having control of what's happening, or this extreme, like, hypervigilance of trying to fix every problem that you see. I know that shows up in my life. I know it shows up in a lot of my friends' lives, and we've talked about this a lot of time. But really, this is what that busyness looks like in your life when it shows up. And it really is a roadblock sometimes for you to thinking that things are going to be okay and how to get onto the other side of okay. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So, this busyness in your life, it's real. You can look at your calendars and you can see it show up, you know, quantifiably in your schedule or in your feelings, like we just talked about. But what I want you to start to think about it is in ways that you least expect busyness to show up and affect you. Like, do you really like your job? Are you having a fun time? Do you feel like you're moving towards a purpose? Was it there maybe at the original start of your job or even your career, but now you've kind of lost that passion? in your career and showing up to work because things are just overwhelming. You know, if you asked yourself at the end of each day, was today enjoyable or was it miserable? And maybe even keep like a log of just it was a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And how many thumbs up days do you have in the mix versus how many thumbs down days do you have? And then when you come home from work, are you just spent and you're exhausted and you can't really engage with your loved ones or your life or your hobbies or your passions in a way that feels like it's exciting? It almost becomes yet another box to check on your list of to do. And then at the end of the day, what is it about this life that you love doing, that you're really passionate about? For me right now, I am terrible, terrible, terrible at it, but I love playing pickleball. So like, do I have time to show up and play? Do I have time to carve that out of the busyness out of my life? Sometimes I find myself so busy. I'm like, oh, I can't just stop what I'm doing to, you know, maybe do a meditation or to go play pickleball or to go grab coffee with a friend. This busyness in your life is showing up in so many different ways when you least expect it, that in many ways, it's shocking how it's preventing you from having the life that you really want. But here's where so many of us get sideways, right? Especially high achieving people. You know, all the efficiency hacks in the world are not going to fix this. Creating another to-do list is not going to fix this. I love Google Keeps. It's an app on my phone. Just trying to create another list or texting myself messages, it's not going to fix the busyness in my life. That's just a hack. That's almost like a Band-Aid for the busyness. I love buying calendars. You don't need another calendar. I'm talking to myself here. I don't need another calendar. I don't need another a journal to keep track of what's going on in my life. I don't need another time management system. You can buy all this stuff to even plug into your phone, to plug into your iPhone. You can be an old school paper, pen and paper kind of person, but you don't need another calendar to manage the busyness in your life. And you sure don't need to just hire someone like as an assistant or a project manager to do this, because all of that are just hacks that are like a Band-Aid covering up what is really causing this busyness in your life. And just as a little fun fact, quitting your job or quitting whatever it is that's consuming your time is not going to fix the problem unless you get to the root of the problem. Because at the end of the day, it's an inside job. And what that means, it's inside of you. That feeling of busyness is rooted inside of you. So, you know, what's this root cause of this feeling of busyness? And this is where we really get into the concept of like things are okay, things are not okay. When things are not okay, many times this roots down to, it sources down to a dysregulated nervous system. What does that even mean? That's a lot of words. And I am not a therapist here. I do teach yoga. I have a meditation practice. I've done a lot of training in a lot of spiritual practices even. But what does a dysregulated nervous system even mean? It can show up in so many different ways. I'm going to share some examples for you in a minute. But this is where when you show up, you feel like you're not in the best version of yourself to respond to whatever it is that's happening in the chaos of your life. As we started this podcast talking about how you're going to navigate the waves of your life, how do you navigate all the shit that shows up in your life so that you can still build that life that you want? And rooted underneath of that is this deep-seated sort of like underlying fear response. We'll talk later in some episodes about how everything can either root down to fear or love. And we're hearing this concept of love out in our conversations today. We've even seen it at the Super Bowl. The only thing more powerful than hate is love. And so this concept of fear versus love, that fear that shows up in so many ways, in so many unexpected places, is what is the root cause of that busyness in your life. It's like the Band-Aid. So my work, you know, I've always done yoga. I've not always, I guess I've done it since I was about 20, 21, 22 years old. And it's helped me really travel some of the big moments in my life, whether it be job changes, getting married, having a baby, losing my grandmother, losing my father. You know, a lot of people are doing a yoga practice now. And I think that's absolutely, it works for my life. And we can talk about that in other episodes. Maybe it could work for you if you haven't ever considered that. But I took it one step further in COVID. Obviously, so many people picked up a new habit, a new hobby, or they went and got additional training. I got teacher training in yoga, or I became RYT yoga certified. And that enabled me to figure out, like, what are these practices that I can use that help me not only navigate my life, but I can share with others. And through that, then I met a phenomenal teacher. Her name's Kim Beekman, and entered into what she calls an inner alignment program. And you're going to meet some of my friends that did the inner alignment program with me later. But it was like taking yoga one step further and doing that deep personal work, which enabled me then to see that busyness and how it shows up in my life and how it really creates roadblocks to the life that I want to lead. So I'm going to share this with you, and it's a little crazy. I'm not suggesting everybody go out there and buy an Aura ring, but boy, my Aura ring has shown me more about my life than I ever imagined. So look at this. You can see how stress was showing up in my life. Now, these are a little bit, these are probably from about a year or two ago, but they even, I can still track this data right now in my phone here today to see when I'm stressed and when I'm not stressed. You can see what a stressful day looks like from your physiological response in your body, heart rate variability, your pulse, your oxygen levels, like use whatever thing you want to look at, right? But this is clear data of what it looks like on a workday of Thursday and Friday versus a weekend. And you can see then how that busyness and that stress shows up in your life. You can even feel it just yourself. You can take a heart rate by just putting your hand here on your carotid artery right here on your neck. There's so many different ways to track this. You can look at your Apple Watch. Heck, now they've got apps where it literally signals to you, you seem stressed right now. But these are signals that busyness in your life is driving and not you. You're not driving your life. You're reacting to your life. So when this happens, 9 times out of 10, especially when things are chaotic, and especially when everything's going crazy around you, you know, I've got my go-to fears and I'm going to share them with you. And maybe you can kind of consider and look and see what your go-to fears are. Like my go-to fear is like, oh my gosh, everything is going to come tumbling down and the world is going to come to an end. I worry about getting fired. I know many people share that feeling with in their own jobs and in their own careers. I feel that I'm not good enough. I feel like I've got to solve all the problems, that I've got to absolutely do everything. I feel like I'm the only one that can fix all the problems. Like these are just core go-to fears that I experience, but I know many of my friends experience these as well. And so you can really start asking yourself, like, what are my go-to fears? What am I most worried about? And these fears take a hold of that, the steering wheel of the race car driving your life when you're letting busyness run your life. You know, I've worked with a lot of people and I can share a lot of stories with you, and I'm going to hopefully have some guests on, but I've worked with people in really very, very, very successful positions, from people who work in the health policy area, people that work in philanthropic areas, executives in offices. And when you really break it down from the outside looking in, so many of us have it all put together. But when you start talking and you start looking at how busyness shows up in your life, that busyness is actually masking things that are inside of you that are preventing you from living the life that you want to live. And this happens for everyone. So it's not like any one person is unique, but this busyness shows up in ways that's not beneficial. So I'm going to just begin by sharing a concept with you. And this is rooted in a variety of different yogic principles, spiritual principles, and so forth. So I'm giving this to you. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, take what works for you and leave the rest. But at the end of the day, when you really think about your awareness of who you are, you've got your physical layer. That's what you can touch, feel. That's your body. It's your here and the now. It's your nervous system. It's your hormones and so forth. And then you've got this energetic layer. And we can get into all sorts of different frameworks for explaining the energetic layer. But think about it from like when you get acupuncture, it's moving the chi, right? You can look at it from a chakra perspective, which we would discuss in a yoga class, for example. You can look at it as from a dosha perspective, from Ayurveda. There's your energetic layer. I bring a lot of fire and energy to everything I'm doing, right? That's what you're listening to here on the podcast. But then there's this mental layer. And what that is, it's like your thoughts and your belief patterns. And if you listen to other podcasts, you've probably heard other people say this, but a belief is really just a thought you keep thinking over and over and over again. So people hold these beliefs really deep in their hearts, and it's really just a repetitive thought. They just dive into that and they believe it to be true because it's a belief that they're holding near and dear. That's your mind working, right? As opposed to your emotional layer, which is your feelings, your reactions, your emotions. That's the hypervigilance. That's the fear. That's the sadness. That's the anger. It's the happiness. It's the joy. It's an emotional layer. That's totally separate, usually responding to what you're thinking, usually to what's happening in your mental layer of your body. You're thinking a thought over again, oh my gosh, the world's going to come tumbling down, which then creates a belief, everything is not working right now, which then creates an emotional reaction. I'm scared, I'm anxious, I'm angry. And then I talk about getting on the balcony of your life. I learned this principle in a fellowship program many, many, many years ago about taking time to get on the balcony of your own life as if you are watching your life play out like a sitcom, a movie, a play, maybe even a musical, who knows? But it's that awareness level where you can look at it and say, oh, I can see, let me walk you through this. My heart's racing. I am exhausted right now. I know that I have been going 100,000 miles a minute in that energy layer of my body. I'm just going because I'm worried that I'm not going to get it all done by the time it's due, maybe at work. Let's just use that as an example. And so that becomes a belief that I keep thinking, if I don't work until 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night, I'm not going to get it all done, which then it makes me feel like I'm not good enough unless I work overtime all the time, day and night, all the way through the weekends. But until I can get on the awareness level of my, you know, sort of being the six layers of the body, I don't see that because it's just this day-to-day reaction. But then at the end of the day, we get to this bliss level. Now, there are so many different researchers that talk about this. You can even talk about it from Maslow's hierarchy of needs if you were ever in an education classroom. But it's like, how do you get to that place where you feel peace and love and you get that experience of the joy in your life? Well, at the end of the day, you control that. You control the pace. You control everything that's happening in your life by setting those intentions and being aware of how this works. So I'm not going to practice with you today. I'll probably link some practices below here, but I encourage you to just take 10 minutes out of your life. And the challenge is if you can't even find 10 minutes in your life, busyness is definitely a problem for you. Just right there. I had one person that I worked with where I said, look, I just need you to take 2 minutes in the morning before you leave the house to just sit and breathe and get grounded and get centered and set your intention for the day. I want to have a peaceful day. I want to have a successful day because I want this to happen. And I couldn't even get this person to sit for 2 minutes. So I'm challenging you to sit for 10. And if you can't sit for 10, maybe that's something that's showing you that busyness is showing up in your life. So we'll link some practices down below for you to practice for that 10 minutes, or just take a 10-minute walk without your phone. Keep it that simple. Can you take a 10-minute walk without your phone? I challenge all of you to do that. And if you can't, try a 5-minute walk. It's about reducing that busyness in your life. So if you've made it with me this far, I'd love for you to think just right here, right now, what is it that you're feeling right now? And how does that compare to how you would like to feel? This gets down to the practice of orient yourself where you're at right now, but where is it that you want to go? And by articulating where you're at now and where you want to go, creates that roadmap in your life that enables you to build that life that you want for your future. Because at the end of the day, it's really up to you, and it's really up to you to set that intention for what you want in your life. So maybe you like the busyness. That's great. I know it wears me out. I know it wears a lot of my friends out. So that's why I wanted to share this story with you today about busyness. And if you can control the busyness in your life and manage it and even become more aware of it, that's how you begin this process of figuring out how it's all going to be okay, no matter what is happening around you. And I want to hear from you. How does busyness show up in your life? Do you like being busy? Or are you looking to carve more time out of your life so that you can do the things that you love? Or maybe find that interest in the things that you're already doing? I'd love to hear from you. So feel free to email me at heathercarter@me.com. And as always, I would really appreciate a like, a share, a follow down below. And I look forward to hearing from you so that we can talk about how busyness shows up in your life and how we can get less busy to build that life that we really want. So thank you so much for walking this journey with me here today. I am really excited to keep doing this with you. And just remember, at the end of the day, we'll be okay. Thank you.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.